Before we start, for the people that are at home, people, the beautiful people here in the congregation, just relax. In the top right corner of your screen, I'm sure you're all aware of it, there are three lines. In the top corner, could you press the word gallery view? Now, if you travel down to the other side of your screen, where it says stop video, can you please press on video for a moment? This is opportunity for us all to see each other. Maybe we even want to do gallery view on our screen here too. So that we can say, may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
At this time, I'm going to ask you, now that you are all together, to mute ourselves and also to put stop video on for the remainder of the program until silent night. Now, take your finger back up to the top again. And instead of being gallery view, can you press speaker view? at this time, you should only be seeing me, and everything else should be black all around. You might see video on the top, but it should only be people's names. This will help make our performance and presentation tonight a little bit easier. So please keep mute on and your video off at this time. We will listen to Beatrice play the last song in her prelude.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice before the harvest, as a warrior rejoices when dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, for night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine, fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. When Christ was born, oh night, oh holy night, oh night divine.
Imagine, 2,700 years ago, the time that Isaiah passage was written that Jonah just read, the people were walking in darkness. In some ways, this past 20 months or so, we again are walking in darkness. It makes the Bible feel more relevant when we can recognize our feelings are the same from then as now. He goes on in that passage to say that they came to see a great light. May this evening, may you in the mystery of Christmas Eve and the Christ's birth see a great light as well. Our first song talks, O beautiful star of Bethlehem. This time as we're going through a journey of COVID and the Christmas season, makes me think of a journey that other people took. I think of Diane and Rich and the journey that they took. As we sing this song, I know that this was a special song to them as well.
Number 275, O beautiful star. I invite you to stand.
Thank you.
in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius were governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register.
I have a decree! I have a decree! I have a decree from Caesar Augustus! Return to your hometown to be registered! I am representing Augustus! A census must be taken in the entire Roman world! I am a soldier from the Roman army! Return to your home and register for the census!
O come, all ye faithful. 241, and again I invite you to stand.
I saw Joseph today, and he looked stressed out. His fiance is going to have a baby, which was a surprise from God. And now he has to take her along to Bethlehem to be counted in the census. I wanted to help, but I'm too small to carry Mary. I thought of two reliable donkeys, William and Landon. I'm going to ask them if they could go with Joseph and carry Mary to Bethlehem. Hi, donkeys. How are you today?
Good. Good.
You know the local carpenter, Joseph?
Yeah.
Well, he really needs some help. Would you be willing to travel to Bethlehem with him and carry Mary? She needs a ride.
Sure. Sure.
She took Mary to Bethlehem, to Bethlehem, to Bethlehem. A donkey took Mary to Bethlehem, all tired, sad, and worn. And when they got to Bethlehem, Bethlehem, to Bethlehem, and when they got to Bethlehem, her baby boy was born.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
Imagine, animals, a dirt floor, and a feeding trough. This was the red carpet laid out for the Son of God. Mary's labor suddenly changed pace. It was time. That moment when you let out that first newborn cry, it was like time stood still. It was miraculous and wonderful and frightening all at the same time. Here was this little life, now entrusted to Mary and I. And what a start we had for this little one, born in a manger, not exactly a setting you'd expect to find a baby that was going to be bring peace to the world, but there he was, this little, beautiful, fragile life. I cried as I watched Mary, exhausted from giving birth, tenderly wrap Jesus up. I heard her whisper to him, "The Mighty One has done great things for me."
In a manger, the crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked over him there. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hill.
And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest heaven on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Louder.
"Hark now, hear the angels sing. A king was born today, and then we'll live forevermore because of Christmas Day."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Try to move over.
Okay, shepherds, we must get back to the field. The sheep will be waiting for us.
Whoa, that was cool.
Yeah,
did you see those animals?
Animals?
Did you see the baby lying in the manger?
Yes, it was a beautiful baby wrapped in the cloth, just like the angel said it would be.
The animals were right beside the manger. The animals were looking at the baby.
I thought the baby calf might lick the baby, and the sheep was so fluffy.
I like the baby pig.
I like the baby pig.
I think we should tell people about the baby.
Hey, we saw a new baby in the stable.
It was in the manger where the animals eat.
We saw a baby.
Okay, we better get back to our sheep. They've been by themselves for a long time.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there were no guest room available for him. But Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart.
He's during 267 and 268. We'll be singing two hymns at the same time. I'm sure Jonathan will have it all lined up top here. No issues. Otherwise, it's verse 1 of 1 of the letter, and then 2 of 2, and then 3 of 7 of the letter. I'm going to stand.
Some hungry, lonely.
Thank you, children, both in person and on Zoom, for your wonderful, wonderful telling of the Christmas story. It is only appropriate to have you, kids, be our leaders and examples tonight in telling the story of God coming to us as a child. So thank you, and I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas time with your families. Our Christmas offering this evening is going to Mennonite Church Canada's International Witness Program. And just let me read quickly a little blurb that they had on it in terms of their mission. Mennonite Church Canada International Witness is committed to the creation, resourcing, and strengthening of Anabaptist Mennonite faith communities and our shared commitment to witness to God's work in the world. So if you're looking to give tonight to this project, you can leave either cash donations at the back or checks as well. You can make them out to Louisville Mennonite Church with the line there for Mennonite Church Canada International Witness. Before we wrap up our evening with singing and hymn candle lighting, I invite you to join me in prayer. God of heaven and earth, we thank you for the gift you have given us in Jesus, the little life of love sent to us, came to break the powers of evil, to challenge the oppressive systems of our world, to bring a true peace to a world in conflict. God, in our time of need, as we continue to grapple with the many struggles that this pandemic has thrust upon us, be it social struggles, family struggles, and personal struggles, open our hearts to hear your message of good news, great joy, and peace on earth. Send into our lives your inexhaustible gift of love, and make us a people of your peace. Little Lord of stable and manger, we thank you for your humble willingness to share our humanity. You chose not to stand apart from us in judgment or cast us aside, but instead to enter fully into our world and change it from the inside out. Thank you for teaching us that the strong, the powerful, and the miraculous do not come to our world in the figures of human wealth, fame, and might, but through the small, seemingly insignificant birth of a first century baby in a Bethlehem stable. Thank you for teaching us that world-changing love does not come through the promises and guarantees of powerful and mighty nations, or through the assurances of global economies, but through your promise, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Spirit of imagination and mystery, we thank you that you draw everyone, from the poorest of shepherds to the wisest and richest of kings, to bow at the feet of the baby who dares us to rethink and reimagine the world. This Christmas, help us to be like Mary, to treasure all the words spoken this evening, and help us to ponder them in our hearts in the days ahead, so that we too may find ourselves brought low, bringing the gifts of our imagination and our care to a world new. Amen. We are going to be singing Silent Night, and there will be some candle lighting, the logistics of which I'm just realizing I'm not entirely 100% sure about. But your candle will be lit. It'll happen. So just watch out.
I think the house lights are dimming as we speak. And I think those of you at home are turning on gallery view and getting your fire starters ready. And now it's a good thing I know this off of. I invite you to stand.